Now, what about this announcement made by the government of $7 million for expansion to École publique Pasteur Jeunesse in Hearst? What's that all about, I guess?
Yes, well, it's great news for our school board. It's a recognition by the province, first that you may or may not know, and your auditors might be interested to learn that we have the biggest elementary school, the most populous. We're close to 200 students in Hearst, and our current high school's facilities are hosted into the university, Hearst University property. We're not owners, we're renting. We've been doing this for quite a few years. And the province, through this announcement, recognized the need for facilities that are equitable to what other school system have across the province.
So you will be adding on to Pasteur Jeunesse and moving to high school in there.
That's right. That's the that it allow us to regroup the two schools on the one site. Currently, the school, the elementary school, has we've identified a big room that's underutilized. It's like an auditorium. It used to be, before the building was a school, it used to be a bingo room. It has quite a high ceiling, and we had an evaluation made by architects that confirmed that we could transform it into classrooms on two floors. So that'll be phase one. And phase two is to replace portable classrooms currently in the yard by probably an addition connected to the existing school. And that'll be much more appropriate and bring up the level of our facilities, our installation available to students.
So it will be a K-12 school.
Exactly.
And that is kind of the trend, right?
And I guess more and more environments, different communities. We represent a school, like the third largest school board in the province. Our territory starts in Parry Sound, goes all the way to Hearst, and at the other end, which is Parry Sound further south, it's a K-12 school. So yes, you have a tendency to see that model. We also have a couple of models that are grade 7 to grade 12. But we adapt to the community that we're servicing.
And you're looking for efficiencies, obviously.
Yes.
When will construction start? When will the high school be moving in?
Well, that's an excellent question. Sadly, it's great news, but it came a little late for the construction season. You may understand projects of $1 million projects. We need to go out to tender, and we will practically miss the current construction season. So we'll be in a planning mode for next fall and winter, in the hope of having those renovation going next summer 25. And typically it's a 2-year project for construction of that type. So hopefully we'll have our high school students integrated on one site with our elementary school by September 26 at best. But that best case scenario, if everything falls into place.
Exactly. Is there anything you want to add to any of this?
Well, it's been a recognition where I'm quite happy with the announcement from the ministry. It's a recognition of how well the team, our personnel, principal, teachers, support staff in that community have been working hard for the past 10 years. We just celebrated. I was there for an official opening of the new site post-COVID. It was just a year and a half ago we celebrated. It was the 10th year anniversary, and now we're about to complete the campus with the addition of the high school. So it's great news, quite happy. It's going to be a very interesting project to pilot over the next couple of years.